This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, right now, Tobes and me are going to throw the ball around talking some NCAA tournament. Locals in action will start tonight. Maryland legend, and dare I say, if I may bring this up, former St. Albans school basketball coach Dwayne Simpkins. Now the current coach at American University. They have the Mount St. Mary's this evening. I hope they win just because it's so, I mean, they're both local schools, obviously, but it'd be so cool for AU to kind of get it done.
Yeah, I would love to see American get it done. My guy, Dan Langer, doing the play-by-play for them. So hopefully they can get it done. But yeah, the storyline of Dwayne Simpkins is sweet. It's really, really cool. Anytime you can get those sorts of storylines into the tournament, all for it. So hopefully they can get the dub tonight.
I love that. So let's go Maryland real quick. They got Grand Canyon, and if you haven't heard much about Grand Canyon, you're to be forgiven. This is one of those schools that doesn't have the tradition. They haven't been around for 1,000 years, but they've made some noise in tournaments past, and it's that kind of a team, right, where they seem pretty frisky. Maryland, I think, has a pretty tough draw. I think that Western bracket is probably the deepest and toughest with with St. John's. Lumen is the 2 seed down there on the bottom of the bracket. Florida, a team that's as hot as anybody in the country. The 1 seed, chances you give Maryland to get by Grand Canyon and then the winner of Memphis or Colorado State.
I think they're still pretty good. Maryland is good. They've got dudes. It's whether, you know, they've got different ways to beat you. Like we talk about with the Caps, you know, you can win different ways. I think they can win different ways as well. They want to get inside. They want to work through the guards. The thing that does worry me a little bit is the guard play when they go up against some elite competition. I don't think they're going to face that right away. Even if you get a Memphis in the second round, I don't think Memphis is suddenly going to be able to stop you like Michigan State was in that game that was a little bit of a drag out fight before they hit the buzzer beater from half court. So I think they can stick with anybody in this tournament. If they get the correct guard play and they play really good, they're not turning the basketball over, I think they can beat just about anybody in this tournament. So I give them a good chance to get to at least a Sweet 16 and see where it goes from there.
Be big for the program. They just need it. It has to happen. Maryland's in such an interesting spot, and they have been for a while. Actually, when I used to blog, I was writing the occasional article here and there. I wrote one a couple of years ago about, like, what does Maryland want to be? Like, if you look at relative comps, like teams that don't have the basketball hotbed location, teams that don't have at that point the ACC and then now the Big Ten, like a team like Xavier, for example, I know is playing in the first four this evening, but Xavier had more Sweet 16 appearances, more consecutive tournament appearances, more success more often than a basketball school in a major conference like Maryland. Half the fan base thinks they should be a Final Four team every year. Delusional. The other half of the fan base is going, well, we made the tournament a couple of times. Again, delusional. The truth is, that should be a program that a couple of things go right. It's normal to be in the Sweet 16. Upsets happen every year. You know, the elite programs, Blue Bloods get upset, opening weekends, whatever. I'm not talking about that. But year in and year out, they should have a chance to do what they should do this year. It shouldn't be unusual. The fact that it is kind of tells the story. Hoping that this is kind of the beginning for them to start a run like that.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, it seemed like, okay, they're going in the right direction. Yeah. And then last year was a big disappointment. This year, kind of getting back to what you were expecting last year to be. So if they can build off of this and hopefully make a deep run, I mean, it's something where, you know, you get past Grand Canyon, do you run into Colorado State or Memphis? I think you feel good about that. It's just going to be tough when you run into a team like Florida, probably, who's going to meet you in the Sweet 16. But again, if they're playing their A game, they're taking care of the basketball, they can beat you inside, they can beat you outside. I think it really comes down to the guard play. If they get good guard play, they can beat anybody. They literally can beat anybody.
And foul trouble. I mean, because again, that 5 is good. They're great on defense.
Yes.
And obviously, every one of those guys has taken a turn making a big shot. Everyone from Miguel to Jacoby Gillespie. You know about Julian Reese, veteran savvy, and Queen is special. I'm not saying any of those things aren't true. But again, one, you get that one ticky-tack call here and there against Reese or against Queen. You get a charge or somebody's, you know, loose ball and you get two fouls in the first 5 minutes. Now what do you do, right? That's just, it's not the same. They don't have the depth. And Colorado State, by the way, if they get by Memphis, they got an NBA caliber player in this kid, Clifford, who is does a little bit of everything. That could be one of those guys that we go from relative unknown to like star of the tournament, or the whole week ends up being about that guy. Elsewhere, Tobes, just kind of pick something out, a theme, a story, a team, a region that you're looking at, just something that's caught your eye here for the tourney.
Well, I'm going to stay in that same region. The one that I can't stop thinking about is St. John's. I just don't know how far they're going to go. I think the first time I filled out a bracket, I had them in the Final Four. I don't know if that's going to be the case. But Rick Pitino has his guys playing so well.
They play so hard.
They play so hard. They play the right way. And who knows? I think they could go on a run. Rick Pitino is someone that has done it at numerous schools. He knows what he's doing. And so if it gets into a coaching matchup, who knows? And the interesting part about that one is Arkansas versus Kansas right above them for who's going to meet them in the second round.
Yeah.
What if Calipari goes on a little run at Arkansas?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine all that? The guys that we thought were sort of out of the limelight, very much back in it.
Right back there.
They're on the opening weekend. But yeah, it's going to be fun, man. You know, a couple things for the appetizers tonight, including a local game with some intrigue. But now we've got to get going in earnest tomorrow. And we'll be a Tap Sports Bar watching all of those games. So come hang out.